Good morning.
Morning.
John 14. We're going to be talking in this class about training ministers. And I know we've been having a lot of people having dreams and visions and called, you know, to be a watchman or a prophet or a preacher or even a witness. I mean, there's been a long time training with Pastor Harvey about witnessing. So we're going to be teaching and preaching about that in this class. But as I was praying about it, I was saying, Lord, there's so much involved in the training of anyone who is going to be speaking for you in these days coming. And when I first started discovering that God was calling me to not only be a prophet, but to train prophets, I think he even told me, you're going to train prophets before he told me I was one.
Right.
And I'm like, what do you mean train prophets? I don't even know what that means. I don't even know what they are. I mean, I know Old Testament, you know, what prophets said and did, but I didn't know I was called to have anything to do with prophecy. I wasn't brought up in that type of religion, and I didn't believe that it was for today. So when God said, you're going to train prophets, I just started reading every book I could find on how to do that and how to find out what does that mean in our culture today to be a prophet of God. I did a lot. I mean, I read everything that was available. There wasn't much available at that time because it was kind of a new thing that God was doing. And then God began to give me words, and I was afraid to speak them. And then I began to speak them, but I didn't always speak them exactly the way he said them. And in adding or taking away anything, it changed the whole meaning. So I realized that we have to be very, very careful. You know, the Holy Spirit living within us, he's like breath, like wind. And every time we speak, the word says the power of death and life. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. They that love it eat the fruit thereof. Fruit is what we're looking for. When you bring a word, there's going to be fruit. What is that fruit? Is it life or is it death? Who is life? Jesus. Who is death? The devil. We do not want to release the wrong spirit when we speak. Now, if God is going to bring an anointing on you to speak his words, you have to begin to be acutely aware of what you're saying and doing. Now, he won't release his full power in your words until you are trained and prepared, because he doesn't want you to go around killing everybody.
Right.
Sometimes we're protected by not giving us a full release of God until we learn how to handle it. So that's what we want to talk about in here. And right now, the way that we all are brought up in this world, we are full of opinions, belief systems, defense systems, fears. We're just full of all kinds of stuff that gets in our words. I mean, you just think about, and usually it's a man, but there are some women, driving on the road. What words are coming out of your mouth when someone irritates you on that road? We're going to be judged by every word we speak, whether you're called to be a prophet or not. We get judged by every word we speak. Now, that's because there is power in our words. There's not as much power in our words as there is when the wind, the breath of the Spirit is in it. But the problem is some spirit is going to grab it. Some spirit is going to grab the words you speak. So when you speak driving down the road, you are an idiot to the guy in front of you. An evil spirit of death is going to grab the breath, and the spirits travel through that breath. And that man can't hear you, but that spirit goes up to the man and says, you're an idiot, you're an idiot, you're an idiot. And he may follow him for the rest of his life telling him, idiot, and just discourage that man. So even though someone can't hear you, those words are grabbed by some spirit and delivered. That's how they carry the power of death. Now, when the words are exactly what God wants to say, and the Holy Spirit rises up and you say what he wants you to say, the spirit, the wind of the Holy Spirit, carries it and delivers life. So we need to be careful. We're in a day of computers, internet, Facebook, emails. I can't even tell you the number of times I'm typing away with what I need to say, have to say, want to say, comment on something, and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit says, delete, 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 delete. Do not say it. The longer you walk in your calling with God, the more and more, He's very, very kind in our training. In the beginning, I think He catches some of those words and says, repent of saying that. Break agreement with that. And we say, oh God, forgive me. Cancel that word. And we speak the opposite. He trains us to do that. But the way I'm seeing a lot on Facebook, and it grieves me, is a lot of prophetic people speaking negative. They are not speaking life, they're speaking death. They're always out there warning, but warning with a negative hatred, cursing and just telling people, you may think this, but you are wrong and you're going to pay. And, you know, that's just cursing people. That's not winning them to Christ. I see people throwing opinions out there, what they think, how they feel. I want you from this moment to realize your words are important. They must be guarded. In our everyday speech, so many of them slip out. But on the internet, you've got a chance. Stop and pray before you talk. Stop and pray. And don't talk too much. Because if you talk about every issue out there and you have a lot to say about what you think about everything, you're killing your own credibility. People don't listen to you anymore. If you speak what God wants you to speak, He will empower it. He will breathe on it, empower it, put life in it. And it will carry weight. But it's hard for it to carry that weight if it has to work through all the junk we said. And they go, oh, who's bringing this word of God? Oh, yeah, well, they got an opinion about everything. Oh, they've always got something to say. I didn't agree with the first 10 things they said, so maybe this is not really God now. See, we have to protect and begin to build credibility. There was a point after many, many years, and I still blow it. I still say things, and I have to repent and ask God to forgive me and please break what I said. I don't want that to happen to a person. I mean, I can get offended and angry and at home run my little mouth, you know, and then I have to break agreement with those words and say, God, forgive me. Don't let those words hurt the person. I really want to forgive them. I don't want to hurt them. Gossiping behind backs, You're giving it to a spirit. He'll deliver it. You don't want it delivered. If you don't want the mail sent, don't stamp it. You know, do not say it. If it's inside of you, take it to God. Amen. And pour it out. And then forgive somebody. But we must guard our words, and that's becoming more and more important. God is looking for messengers who will carry a pure message. When you get a vision, when you get a dream, when you get a prophecy, make sure you understand it. Make sure you know when to say it, how to say it, who to say it to, timing. You have to begin to guard it. God, thank you for telling me. He's going to start to tell you things. And a lot of the things He's going to tell us is negative things about other people. You're just going to walk up to somebody, and you're going to walk up to a guy, and you're going to go, oh my gosh, this guy's living in adultery. You go, whoa. And he's a minister. Don't just go and run your mouth and say, God knows you're in adultery. You'd better repent. How dare you be in the ministry while you're doing that? No, back up. God, why are you telling me this? What do you want me to do with it?
There you go.
If you're telling me you have a purpose, do you want me to confront this man? How? When? What shall I say? There's been times that we've said to people, I really don't want to tell you this. Go home and prepare your house. Now, if they're a person that knows scripture, they know you just told them they're about to die. That's a hard word. But we don't need to go up and say, man, you're in trouble with God and you're going to die. You know, there's a way. He may want you to say it just like that, but you better know. Ask Him. And He may say, I want you to pray for them and don't say a word to them. I'm telling you so that you will pray. Begin to pray. Pray for them to come under conviction. Pray for them to repent. Pray for them to stop what they're doing. Pray for them. I love them. God's heart is always, I want them to repent because
right.
I love them.
Exactly.
Not, you better repent because I'm going to get you.
Nope, never.
Know the heart of God.
Yes.
Because Jesus is the Spirit of Revelation. We are about to enter a time period of greater revelation. We are about to enter a greater outpouring of the Spirit on those who are ready to carry the Spirit with respect and carefulness. We are about to enter something different. We need to get ready. We really need to get ready. But I'm just asking you, from today forward, will you please say, Holy Spirit, make me very aware of the words I speak. Am I releasing life or death? What am I releasing every time I open my mouth or hit that little keyboard to type something? I do not like many things going on in the world, but I'm not allowed to comment online. Anti-government, anti-president, anti-war, we ought to get to carry guns. You know, I'm going to just preach about my right to carry my gun. I don't have a gun, by the way. I mean, because my words are being recorded now. I don't want the government to come in. Where's your gun? Don't have one. Don't want one. Is that the issue God called you to stand on? In this evil, evil world, we can't change our government. We can't change all these things we don't like, except by a transformation in the people that are doing
Amen.
It. A transformation of heart and mind, which means let's get them to Jesus. Let's get them transformed by His power, by them coming into salvation, coming into relationship with God. That is our message. So we must carry it and speak the truth in love, even when it's a hard truth. So we're going to go to John 14, and what we're going to be looking for in John 14. Well, let me say this, one more thing. The training of a messenger of God. It is not just how to hear, know, and deliver a word. That word has to get through the channel of us and past all of our belief systems, past our fear, past our doubt, past pride, past selfishness, past our woundedness, and all those things that have developed our life into what it is today. So we'll not only be talking about prophecy and dreams and what God's about to do, we'll be going through some inner healing in here too. We will be going through inner healing because there are wounds in us that have caused us to be defensive, to have these belief systems, to have anger, protective, not going to trust anybody. Those things have to be dealt with. We have to be healed. We have to be healed. We cannot give what we have not received.
Right.
And God will work a miracle of healing all those inner things that have happened to you. If you need, really, if you've got an abused life, please go on the website, burningbushministriesgr.com. Go there, look under messages, inner healing, and begin to listen to all those messages. We're going to do some of it here, but not all of it. But go there. I was molested at 2 years old. I was raped by two men when I was 13. I was hated by my stepdad who raised me. I was pretty much not wanted in the family and felt that. I didn't belong there. I wasn't wanted. I thought they would move, you know, before I got there every day after school so that I couldn't find them. I had a very abusive, very wounded. I was a very unhappy, miserable, tried to commit suicide at 18 years old. Glad I failed. I was not saved. Didn't know God, didn't meet God till I was about 23. And after that, still went through divorce, death, losses. God, praise God, He healed me of everything that I can think of. Everything. Once in a while a new thing comes up I forgot. But all those things through these years, 40 some years I've been saved, God has taken me, done a miraculous healing. I feel like I've been raised by the greatest mom and dad in the world, and it's real. I own that good parenting. I own it because God did it. He can do it for you too. And we need that, because hurting people hurt other people. They do. So, but we have to be vulnerable and open up to it. Today's a little bit overview of where we're going to go, and I don't even know, 1 week to the next, what he's going to do in here. He gave me a place to start, but he told me to go slow, so we may not even finish day one. As we're praying and reading, what I want you to see, what really was quickened and jumped out, is that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And that is a message for messengers. We have to go his way. He will show us the way that he's training us, preparing us. He will show us the way of the message we're going to carry. And the truth, the pure truth that must be spoken as we carry that message. And when it is his way, and it is his truth, he will add his life. He'll bring it alive inside of people to transform them. That is something we can't do with only truth. There's got to be the very present, living, breathing, active life in the message. As I've told some of you this, as I grew in being more careful with my words, there was a time when God said to me, as of today, your words are going to carry more weight. Now, I wondered in the Old Testament, sometimes I saw somebody, you know, said something, a prophet that he shouldn't, and then it happened. And I went, well, God, why did you back that up? They must have got at that point where he said, I got to do some advanced training with you. You're going to say something bad, and it's going to happen, and you're going to learn from that. So God had just said that to me. Your words are going to carry more weight from now on, so you be very careful. So we're driving down the road, and we see an accident ahead, ambulances, police lights, all flashing. And I've always prayed when I drive by an accident, God, show them mercy. But I had a little tiny check down here. Don't say that. But when I saw such disaster and how badly that car was smashed, I said it anyway. Oh, God, show them mercy. Reached my hand toward the accident. And when I went to bed that night, I had an experience, the only time I've ever had it, and I hope I never have it again. I learned that lesson. Be careful what you pray. Some kind of a demon came on me in my sleep, and I felt like it was crushing my chest and strangling me. And I was terrified. I could not hardly breathe. I wanted to say, Harvey, and I was just, no words would even come out. And finally, it lifted. And it happened 3 times that night. I thought I was going to die, and I knew it was the evil of a demon right on me. 3 times. And in the morning, I think I finally got Harvey out, and then he prayed for me. But in the morning, when I got up and I prayed, God, why would you let that happen to me? He said, it was your fault. There was no one alive in that accident. But there were demon-filled 3 men. That died, 3 people that died. And those demons came out of those dead bodies and stood by the road saying, God, show us mercy. They needed a new body. And when I went by and said, show them mercy, there was no one there to receive it but those 3 demons. And their mercy was they got to follow me home and torment me. That was their mercy until he woke up and prayed and sent them to the pit. They got an early retirement so they could never come and do it again. I learned a great deal. I can't even pray mercy without being sure that that's what God is doing in a situation. When someone comes and asks me to pray for them, I have to ask God, is that what you want me to pray for them? And sometimes I have to say to them, I can't pray what you asked me. Now, do you want me to pray what God said, or would you rather just cancel the request? And then it's up to them. Don't even pray what people ask you to pray until you check with God. Don't write words till you check with God. Don't speak things over people until you check with God. Make sure your heart is clear and your ears are open to Him and you're hearing right. That is so, so, so important. Right now you're in training at different various levels. There is grace. He is kind and patient. Do not be afraid to speak what you believe He's telling you.
Right.
But just be careful. I have been afraid to speak what and think, is that God? I'm not sure that's God. I don't know. But you learn. We're going to learn in here how to test those thoughts and be sure that it is God. or at least sure enough that it's safer to move on it than to not. Sometimes you've got to take that risk. He may test you in funny ways. I remember him asking me to pull off the road and pray for a cow. I'm on a highway going 80 miles, nobody recorded that, 75 exact the speed limit, down that road, and, okay, I have to be honest, I was 80, and God says, see that cow in that field ahead? Yeah. Pull off the road and pray for her. And I went, pray for a cow? I've never pulled off a highway and prayed for a cow. Is that really God? By now the cow is in the field back there, and I'm going, oh, I don't want to not obey God. And he said, too late. Can't back up on the highway. You missed an opportunity. I thought that was just, I don't know, probably my imagination for a long time. Until we sold our sheep, and we took them up to an Amish farmer, and while they're releasing our little sheep that they promised never to kill out in the field, this cow comes up, and it's leaning over the fence, and it's crying and crying and crying. And God says, pray for that cow. And I went, yes, sir. I'm praying for the cow. And I went over, and I'm patting her nose. God, what's wrong with her? And the Spirit says, they've taken her nursing baby away, and she's grieving. And I prayed peace into the cow, and God's love into that cow. And then they came back from putting my sheep out. And I asked that farmer, what's wrong with this cow that's been crying over here? Oh, we just took her calf away. We get more milk out of the mom if we take the calf away early. God confirmed at that time, even if it's prayed for a cow, move on what he tells you. God loves the cows too.
Amen.
Even though they do make really good hamburgers. I'm not a vegetarian. Okay, that's our introduction. Now let's pray. Oh, Father, we just are so honored, so privileged, so thrilled to be chosen, to be rescued from our old, sinful, useless, wasted lives. Whatever we were doing with them before we met you is so nothing compared to you, what you have planned,
really?
What you created us for, what we're here for, God, your glory, your realm of truth. Father, we thank you for choosing us. We thank you for placing us here. We invite you now. We lay down our lives. We ask you, come and train us. Come prepare us. We want to be your messengers. We want to be conduits of your way, your truth, and your life released to accomplish your will. So we just invite you to come now and breathe on this message, breathe on this lesson. Let us take it home. Follow us home, Holy Spirit, until it lives in us and transforms us a little bit more into the image of Christ, whose name we pray in. Your authority, your love, and your plans. Amen. John 14. And I'm going to go stand near you because we don't have the hand mic. And we're just going to read the chapter. That'll be as far as we get today. Read the whole chapter, but here, let's read it in the mic. Today is intro only.
Just end it.
You don't have to. You only get to read that.
I'm only going to read the chapter. I just thought that way you don't have to stand there if you take it out. John 14, the whole chapter. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments, and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us, and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whichsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away, and come again unto you. If ye loved me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that, when it is come to pass, ye might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and hath nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence.
Say that again.
When the prince of this world comes in our life, then Jesus can't talk to us. He has to back up. I want to share a quick vision, only a couple things of the vision, and then we're going to go. This morning, standing in this current time frame of where we're at, but in the heavenlies with God, in the heavenly realm, with God. I saw Jacob's ladder, a ladder from heaven to the heavenly realm, and then opening to the earth, angels ascending and descending. Messengers are getting ready to come to us, bringing us messages. Then I saw doors opening to hallways of revelation that he's getting ready to give to us. And then I saw something exciting, and I barely saw it, transporter. And then quickly, it moved off into the future. Exciting things, awesome things are coming to us. Let's get ready.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Please let each of us take this chapter home and just beg you to open it. Breathe life, quicken different aspects of it to us. And just come back next week and share and dig into your word more. Lord, prepare us. In the name of Jesus. Amen.